The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, Hachas Toin V'nitten V'edis, Sifim Yud Beis, Duchav Beis. Sif Yud Beis. Kol mi sh'yodea edus l'chaveyoy, anyone who knows testimony that can help his friend, v'roi l'haidoy, and he's able to testify, v'yesh l'chaveyoy te'elis beidusoy, and his friend will benefit from that testimony, v'hu toivoy sh'yoyed loy b'fnei beistin, and so therefore his friend is asking him to please testify him in front of beistin, chayev l'hoyed loy, he has to testify for him, whether this person that was asked has another, whether that person, there's an additional witness, so there'll be two witnesses, which is a stronger edus, even if he's going to be only a single witness, and we'll see some more about that later. Now, if this person decided not to testify, he's going to hold back his testimony, is chayev for that damage. And a person is not allowed to testify against something that he doesn't know, that he didn't see himself. Even if someone told him what happened, your trusted friend that you know would never lie to you, would never say anything that's not true, and he told you that X happened, you can't go testify and say that X happened because you didn't see it yourself. Even if the person who's in the court case, one of the sides, he says, you know what? Come, I know you don't know the testimony, I have one witness, just come together with him, walk in together as if you're going to testify, but you're not going to testify because you can't, you don't know what happened. Just that my adversary, the person that owes money, he'll think that I have two witnesses to prove my case, so he'll think that he's cooked, and therefore he'll admit, and he won't require the whole testimony because he knows he's a cooked goose. You're not allowed to listen to him to do that idea. One must stay away from falsehood. And that's a falsehood making it seem as if that you have two witnesses and when you really don't. Sif Yud Gimel. Hada'id Echad Mei, this that we said that you have even one witness who knows testimony that he still has to come and testify. This is only in a situation where one witness will accomplish something. Normally, when there's one witness when it comes to a monetary dispute, so it's not considered as if it's true fact, not like we have two witnesses, but if there's one witness, then oftentimes you can make the other side make a shvua to contradict that witness. And since money people will not want to make a shvua, so that testimony does perform good for the party that needs it. So too, if there's something that has a chash iser, if the iser was not done yet, yoid, you can testify to stop the iser from happening. But if the iser was already done, so one person should not testify at that point. Because since one witness is not believed to punish somebody, they're believed in order that we should stop someone from doing an issa. Well, once the issa was done, one witness is not sufficient in order to based to punish the person who did the aveira. So then it would be only like maitzi shema because they can't punish them. Now we're just putting out this information. It's not constructive. Sif Yud Dalid. Hanaitel schar lohayid. If someone is paid to testify, edusa b'teila, his testimony is null and void. The dafka kishukvar roha ma'isa. This is only after the witness saw what he was supposed to be testifying against. The mechuyev l'hayid b'chinam, because at that time, once he already saw the testimony, so now he has to come, he has to testify free of charge. Aval leilech lirois is inyan. However, if we're asking a witness to come and actually watch an incident so that he will be able to testify at a later date, we need witnesses, and we're asking him to come and be a witness. Shiach rekach eid b'davar, because later he will be a witness for the matter. He'll act as one of the eidim. Motel lo likach sar. So for that, you're allowed to take payment. Avarak schar haroi lefi haticha shaloi. Just the payment that's appropriate according to the effort that he put in. V'lo yaisen, not a larger amount. And as well, if it's difficult for you to go to Beis Din to testify, you're allowed to take a wage for that difficulty, whatever is appropriate, but not more. Sif Tesvav. Kol Eidus Shiesh L'Adam Hanoaba, any testimony which a person has some benefit from, Ve'ezit San Negia, some type of something which he is negeya b'davar with it, afilu b'derech rechayka, even though it's perhaps in a roundabout way, posel l'hoid, he cannot act as a witness. So let's say there's an argument between two parties of a certain merchandise was sold or not, and the person who wants to testify is the broker in the transaction, so he's posel l'hoidus, because he is negeya b'davar, because if the item was sold, then he's due a commission. If the item wasn't sold, he's not due a commission. So by him, he can't testify, because obviously he has some leaning to want that the transaction really, the item was really sold, and therefore he's not completely unbiased. Sif Tazayin. Ksiv v'asher lo yitov aso v'saych amov, says in the pasuk, and he did not do the right thing amongst his, in his nation. V'dashinan and v'dashin zehabo v'ashor. This refers to somebody who is being appointed by one of the sides to an argument and decides to fight with the other adversary. So Reuven and Shimon have an argument. They need to go to Beis Din, or even not in Beis Din, but they have an argument. And Levi, he loves a fight. He loves to argue, and he loves the thrill of winning. So Levi says, Reuven, yo Reuven, instead of you fighting with Shimon on this matter, let me take over, and I'll take him to Beis Din, and I'll have a great time with, you know, with all the tainas I could make and everything to win. And I'd like to do this. Can you let me do it? So that's something that Levi should not be doing, because he's getting involved in an argument. Aliv loy loy. He's getting involved in an argument that has nothing to do with him. V'dafka k'kishnei balidin and hema bi'ir. This is only in the situation where both sides, the plaintiff and the defendant, are both in the city. Alekagayin sha'alayvahu ilayim, and like the, let's say the borrower is a tough person, uval tainis, and has a lot of arguments. V'yarei hamalver litain imay. And so the lender is afraid to start to go to Beis Din with this guy. So therefore he gets somebody else who is a more professional fighter to get involved. That's this other person, Levi, who would be getting involved. He's getting involved in a fight that's not his. Avol, however, if the defendant is in a different city, and so now the plaintiff, he can't schlep to the other city in order to deal in Beis Din with this. It's a big tircha for him. Umashal achis, so therefore he appoints somebody else in his behalf to fight this fight for him. Zeh Moshe mitzvah kovid. So this person who's stepping in, Levi in that case, would be stepping in to help fight. He's doing a mitzvah. L'hatzil oshek miyad oshkei, to save a person who's being taken from being taken. And some say that if someone is getting involved to fight the fight on someone else's behalf because he's getting paid for it and he's doing this for money, not because he likes being a tough guy and being strong-armed and just getting involved in fights, mutter. So that's mutter, because he's doing it because he's getting paid for it. He's not doing it just because he wants to fight and get involved in arguments. Sif Yud Zayin. La'olam yachik adam es atzmai afilu mishvus emes b'chol mada efsha. Person should distance himself, even from swearing truthfully, for in whichever way he can get out of it, he should. Swearing, even if you're swearing truthfully, is still something that one must stay away from. It's a dangerous thing. Sif Yud Ches. Mi shechaveru nischayev lo yishvua. If your adversary was chayev and based in now to make a shvua to you, that was Tavi Paskin. And you know that he's going to swear falsely. Let's say you claim that he owed you $1,000, and he said he only owes you $500, but you know for sure that he owes you $1,000. And based on Paskin, he has to make a shvua that he's only chayav $500. And now you see he's getting up there to make the shvua that he's only chayav $500, and you know that that's patently false. Yispasha imoy kafir efshari. You should compromise him with whatever you can. You should not allow him to swear falsely, even though he's the one who's swearing falsely, not you. It says in the pasuk, the shvu of Hashem will be between both of them. The shvu goes on both of them. So the person who's making the other person make the shvu also has some responsibility here. And even though mitzad hadin, he deserves the money, but to avoid a shvu sheker, he should compromise. Sif Yud Tes. Yisrael hayodea edus la'akum. If a Yid knows of testimony that will help a Nachri that's arguing in court with another Yid, so a Nachri and a Yid are in, let's say, secular court, and they're having an argument, and there's another Yid that has testimony that can help the Nachri, in their secular courts. And Yigroin be'eduso l'chayiv says Yisrael, yois mimashu chayiv b'dina Yisrael, if the testimony of this Yid will make it so that the courts, the secular courts, will paskin against the Yid and make him chayiv an amount more than a din Torah would have made him chayiv. Asul ha'idla, he's not allowed to testify him because he's damaging. If al pi din Torah, the Yid should own the Nachri $1,000, but based on the testimony, the court, the secular courts, they have a different set of rules, and they will make it so that the Yid has to pay $1,500. So then it's us to testify in that situation. V'im lav, however, if the amount that they'll tell him he has to pay is the amount that al pi din Torah he's really chayiv to pay, mutar l'hoid lo. So then you'd be allowed to testify on behalf of the good of that nachri. V'im etchila yichdu ha'eid ha'akum li'soil shi'el le'eid. Now if, before there was any arguments, if initially when the transaction was happening, the nachri appointed the yid, this yid, to be a witness for this transaction. Now, because it'll be a chil Hashem, if you don't testify him, because he appointed you to, as a witness initially when the transaction was being done, and now you're not going to testify, it'll be a chil Hashem. Then you should testify him in any case. Now, these halachas are very complex. There are a lot of fine points to them. In some cases, the person who testifies would be chayiv to pay for the damage of the yid. So, of course, one should, like anything that we're learning, but certainly even more so when it comes to this inyan, speak with an expert in chayshin mishpat before you do anything, before you get subpoenas, when you get subpoenas from courts, and you have to testify. These matters are very, very weighty and complicated and could pose for great liability. So one, again, should check with a paisik before actually going ahead with any testimony. Sifchof. Kol zman sha'adam zaycher, as long as a person remembers, yachal lahayid la'aylam, he could testify as long as he wants in the future. Ve'enu chayshe shamim mitach shenis yashin adover, he doesn't have to worry that maybe because the matter is so old, harbe, enu zaycher v'aburya, he doesn't remember it so well. Even though he saw the incident 20 years ago, and that was a long time, and perhaps you might think that he might not remember today, you don't have to worry. You use your best recollection and testify based on your recollection. And even though you don't remember the testimony, you don't remember the incident, but you remember it because of your notes. Because when the transaction was happening, you wrote in your notes some notes about what happened so you'll remember in the future. And you forgot this whole matter. Now you're only remembering and recalling the event because of your notes. Then you're allowed to testify because you're not testifying based on what you're reading. What you're reading is just helping you recollect in your mind what happened, and you're testifying based on what you saw happen. This is only when after you saw your notes you had a recollection of the matter. So too, if somebody else gave you some information so to help you recollect the matter, you're allowed to testify. I feel like you're mazker eid hasheni, even if the person who helped you recollect the matter is the other witness and you need two witnesses to testify, still that's okay if the other witness is the one who helped you recollect the matter, bring a recollection of the matter. However, if one of the parties is the one who gave you the information to help you bring your recollection of the matter, then you can't testify, because at that point perhaps the one of the sides gave a little bit of a slight different picture of what really happened, and now you remember it with that false, skewed piece of information. However, one of the parties, even though he cannot tell the witness directly items to help him recollect the matter, but one of the parties can tell somebody else some of the points that will help. And then that other person will give those points over to the witness. That's okay. Because then the witness is being reminded about the matter and will bring his recollection due to somebody else, not directly from the person who's one of the parties to the case. If the witness is related to one of the parties of the argument, or even if he's related to one of the judges, or even if the witnesses are related to one another, even if they're related, not blood relatives directly, but only because they married people who are related to one another, meaning their wives are related to one another, in many instances, they're puzzled to testify. Even if they're only relatives related to the guarantor, not to the borrower himself, they're still possible to give testimony for the borrower. And this is the Torah passed relatives from being witnesses, not because we figure that they love each other and so they're going to lie for one another. Because relatives are possible to give testimony, whether their testimony helps their relative or it's to their detriment. That's what the Torah said. It's Exeris HaKosov. The Torah said, Edom that are Kravim, Apostle. Even Moshe and Aaron, who of course would never say anything different than the truth, they still cannot testify for one another because they're related. Therefore, Kol Eid Sheyesh Le'Eza Korv Alechem Min HaNizkarim, any witness that is related to anyone that we mentioned, to the judges or to the other aid, whatever it may be, or he used to be related, but now he's no longer related. He got divorced or the relative that he was related to passed away, that they're no longer considered related. But the dayanim are not aware, you have to let them know. The aid has to let the basin know this. And they will tell him, based on the halachas, whether or not this relationship that they have is puzzle. Remember, one time there was an issue. There were two people went to sign a ksuva, and they were not related whatsoever. They didn't look like they were related whatsoever. However, they were related in that they both married. They married two sisters. There were two sisters, and these were the husbands. So they, even though there was no blood relationship, but they're considered relatives because their wives are married to another, and they're possible eidus that the ksuva was not kosher. Sifchav Beis. Shnei Edim, two witnesses, she'echad yodea b'chaveru shehu rasha, u'possible eidus, that one of the witnesses knows that the other witness is a Rasha, and he's possible for Eidus, from the Torah. But the Dayanim, they're not aware that this witness is possible min haTorah to testify. And now you need two witnesses to come together to testify. You're not allowed to testify with him. Even though you're testifying in truth, and the person who's possible Eidus is also going to be saying the truth, still, you can't testify together. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk, "Al tashes yadchim rasha liyos eid chamas." You can't get together with the rasha in order to be a witness, which will be taking away money, which is unfairly. Because if the halach is, you need two eidim to take that money away, and this second person is not a kasha eid, so now by coming together with him, you're helping. They're based in Paskin that money should be taken from one person to the other person when that's false. Because in truth, there's only one kosher witness here. And with this one kosher witness, maybe it would be mechayev him to make a shvua, but based on one Paskin at that point that you have to give him the money. Gzeres HaKosev, and it's a Gzeres HaKosev, Shekol HaEdus B'Teilad, the whole Edus is null and void. Afilahim Rabim, even if there's many witnesses, they say they have a group of 10 witnesses that are testifying together, if one of them is possible Eidus, because he's a Rasha, so then that would destroy the whole Eidus, and even though 10 people testified it together for this matter, that whole testimony would be null and void. Vezu Rasha, well, who's a Rasha for this purpose? Shapossel Eidus, I'm going to tell you that it's possible to aid for Eidus. Kol Shaval Dova Shapashat Yisrael Shu Aveir. Anyone that was Oiver, an Aveira that everybody in Klai Yisrael knows is an Aveira. Who dava shav loisa se min haTorah? Something that's a isa loisa se midaraisa. The other bezadin, and he was oiver the Aveira wantonly, v'loyasa tshuva, and he didn't do tshuva. He decided, you saw this person, he eats tarfas. Everyone knows not to eat tarfas, but he decides he's doing it anyway, and he didn't do tshuva, so he's pasul leidus midaraisa. However, if we can think that perhaps this person did this aveira without knowing there was an aveira or by mistake, he did not realize that there was an iser in it, then that person's not possible to aidus. So let's say you saw him combing his hair on Shabbos, and the person's not allowed to comb his hair on Shabbos, but in such a case, if we can assume that he obviously might not be aware that that's usher to do, because a lot of people are not aware that that's an isser, so therefore he's not possible eidus midaraisa. So you could testify with him, as opposed to, like we said, eating tafras. Everyone knows you're not allowed to do that. Kol tov.